Acutely sure of birds, should hear my begging. Metis, he will think, that wretched wife of Tyrus near must be, a signal nightingale exposed to an invasive hawk. She must, forbidden from her likely haunts of verdure, mourn the child she lost, for by her shending hand his blood was shed, maternal murder by her fact. To shrewdest motherhood the fledgling fell, not left to fly. No less in maudlin wise I wish to moan by the Ionian mode, exclaiming music, as my cheeks, scorched well by Nile, I'd scathe. They never flowed with runs of brine before we fled. Our hearts, unwont to hardship, wan in tears. And luxual flowers culling, afar with aliens left alone, we look about unsure, in prayer for guardian Argives, whether ours of kin will care for us, our flight commending from a land where showers of dust at length diffuse. But now, you gods, familiar to my kin, attend us, take in countenance our plea, if justice be no sin. Concede no consummation now to puerile men, perverse in mind, all out of measure in demand. Meticulous distaste, not blind to violence, nuptials made in peace allows. How wooed soever, war may be. There is an altar free from Ares, never heretofore assailed, in reverence to the gods reserved. O grant us an innocuous grace, Lord Zeus, from intricated odds your will unfolds with no perspicuous trace. It flares in every range of sight, even in darkness, as indicative obscurities show fortune in the light of God to mortals who thereby may live. Never supinely scathed, what falls from Zeus comes soundly, governed by his head, for like entangled windings densely wound, the ways of his volition overspread, covered impenetrably to conceits of men. Be fortresses in heights of furtherest hope, the mortals thence precipitate when he incites perdition, never at a strain, not violence needing in effect, for their procurements without pain or travel may the gods direct, on purpose right. His notions come about as consummate as being, forth soon, perforce fulfilled, in sum perfected, with the fates agreeing, while from his steaded throne, which has incessant consecration, Zeus continues unbeknown to cause all human multiplicities in use. Life, a voracious outrage, he observes, noting its latest pullulation, as it longs for us in marriage like a bud that swells, our bane, alas, which burgeons on the firmest tree, with errors of concupiscence aroused, upon intent awry, whose spur is hourly more intense. Infatuated physicality they bear in overfatuous use of force. Such sores a virgin should lament, such be with howling to adduce my tears, the shrillest of my breath, or deepest from the breast my dirge should be. Ea, ea la, lament holds forth and groans may urge. How might I honor keep, unless by lamentation I preoccupy your grace? O Apia Downs, I must to you in serious obsecration cry, for well my distant idiom, you in Greece, my refuge land, conceive. My veil, Sidonian, flaxen, sundered much, suggests the sorrows I bewail. When hopes befall and all goes well, then offerings to the gods are freely brought where death remains apart. But here is teen abstruse in term beyond sagacious thought. And whither is this wave determined? Here or further? Am I destined to aby an endless drift? O Apia Downs, I must to you in serious obsecration cry, for well my distant